where all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. If we hide our sin, there is no remedy. But if we will confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Prepare the way of the Lord. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner again. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, PO Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless. And again, pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, we had hoped that for the next hour they were going to be the views of Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, but David's not answering the telephone, so it may well be that we're going to have open lines tonight, and we invite your calls at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be glad to talk about whatever you would like to talk about. But I thought maybe something to kick off the conversation, I'll talk about population control. You know, it's very hard for people to really believe that there is an active effort to kill off billions of people throughout the world today, and this program has already killed billions of people and kills millions of people every day, and we're in the process of killing billions more, and these people are deadly serious, these wicked and evil people who run the world. And, of course, when you talk about figures like this, people look at you and their eyes gloss over because they cannot conceive of it. And yet, everybody knows about China's one-child policy. And since about 1979, when the one-child policy went into effect, they openly admit that they have eliminated, carried about 400 million abortions. But you have to understand that for every child that is aborted because of the one-child policy there and the use of contraceptives and condoms and other things, why, of course, they've eliminated another three or four deaths, so another three or four children. So probably, well, if you figure four children per family that have not been born, why, they've got limited China's population by about 1.6 billion people. They've prevented that many births. And the same thing is true with India. They have openly admit they have aborted about 400 million children and similar. So that's India and China together. It would be about a little over 3 billion people. Russia has aborted 400 million children since the early part of the 19th century. I should say the early part of the 20th century. And so there's another 400 a million. And basically, you have to understand that in Russia, they have about 1.2 children per family. The average woman there has about 5 to 6 abortions during her lifetime. And so here you're probably talking pretty close along with America's 53 a million admitted abortions, and probably three or four times that many children whose lives have been snuffed out by contraception or other morning after pill. We're probably talking somewhere in the name of at least 5 billion people, 5 billion lives that will never be known. And this is part of an organized effort to actually limit certainly the number of people in the world. But it's really much more than that, because of course they basically have created new diseases, and many of these are deadly diseases. There are treatments for cancer that have been actively suppressed, and they actively suppress effective treatment. They encourage us to eat all sorts of foods and things that they know are carcinogenic, and they have killed probably billions of people through their attitude towards cancer, because they have treatments and they're being actively suppressed.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients, or the Mighty 90, needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Let me tell you what Clive Doyle's mother told me. Personally, she told me this and I recorded it. Clive Doyle's mother personally told me that she had been in a trailer with another woman either the day of the attack or the day after the attack. And that somebody had called and said that they told the woman she was with that this man had been watching the back of the enclave there, had been watching it with a telescope, because nobody else could see that because everybody else was kept in front. But he was behind somewhere on a hill. He would not tell who he was. He said he would never come forward and tell what he saw that day. But he told this woman that he saw them march the Davidians out the back door, line them up, and then one by one shoot them in the back of the head. Dragged them back into the building. As you know, they were found in the building, the bodies badly charged. He's one with a bullet in the back of his head. That is the story of what really happened there. And, of course, we have a video. It's called Wake of a New Revelation, where there are people from the Special Forces talking about how the people from the Special Forces were sent in. Our military went in. They dropped bombs into the enclave where the children and the women were, and they killed them. And I suspect they were the same ones who marched the Davidians out the back. And I think that was because, of course, that Hansen felt so badly about the way they were treated that they wanted to rebuild the church for them. Clive Doyle was not like David Koresh. Clive had taken over control, and he was really a very mild and meek individual and not a false prophet like Koresh was. But certainly, I'm sorry you didn't enjoy the program. I thought it was fascinating.
Enjoyed it.
Right.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'm glad you cleared it up for me, Dr. Stan. I just, you know, it was just something that hit me, and you cleared it up for me, and I appreciate it.
Okay, God bless. Well, thanks so very much. And let's go right now. We have, unfortunately, fortunately, Pastor David Whitney on the line. Hi, yes, David. How are we doing?
Stan, thank you. I apologize for the delay here this evening.
Oh, those things happen all the time. I'm so glad you're with us. And for our listeners out there who do not know our guest on the line right now, Pastor David Whitney of the Institute of the Constitution, we're going to be talking about the most amazing document, and that is the United States Constitution, which is different than any other document in the world. Many people have tried to have a similar document as the foundation of their government, but no one has ever suddenly parallel or simply made a better document than our own Constitution, which limited the power of government over the lives of the people so they could be free. And since this is not taught in our schools, and most people really believe that the government can do whatever it wants to, that we are a democracy, which we're not, we're a republic. Most people even don't even know the difference between a democracy and a republic, nor do they understand that we have traitorous people working in Washington, D.C., who are actually subversive, who want to use the power of the United States to bring about a one-world government, a one-world religion, and destroy Christianity. That's their purpose. That's their goal. But they can't let the American people understand that, so they create all sorts of phony enemies. They send our boys around the world to fight in no-win wars. And then we wonder why, of course, we suddenly have massive debts today, a moral breakdown. And why today more people in our military are dying from suicide than are being killed by the enemy combatants there in Afghanistan. Pastor David Whitney, you pick up the story about what's going on as far as our form of government, which has been stolen from us by the subversive element in Washington, D.C.
Indeed, and that's why our founders constructed a document that was intended to limit the powers of the federal government to very few. And don't take my word for it. You can read James Madison, who's often called the father of our Constitution, Federalist Paper 45, easily accessible on the Internet, or your local library, I'm sure, has a copy of the Federalist Papers, and particularly the last three paragraphs where he clearly states the powers this document, our Constitution, gives to the central government, that is the federal government, are few, limited, and defined. The powers that are reserved to the state governments and to the people are very widespread and undefined by this document. So the power balance was supposed to be the states had the great seal of the power because they were the ones primarily responsible for protecting your life, your liberty, your property, everything that related to you personally. And the only thing the federal government was going to do was deal with issues that a state could not effectively deal with. We've in the past months been talking about Article 1, Section 8, the 18 things that Congress is given power to do, those 18 things are the only permission we've given Congress to do those 18 things and nothing else. And if you look at that list of 18, things like declaring war and making peace treaties, obviously this is done better at a federal or a central government level than it would be at a state level. If one state goes to war and it doesn't have the backing and the supply of the other states, it's not likely to win that war. So there are things that make sense, very limited number, but things that make sense for our federal government to do, and they tried to pick very carefully only those things that would make sense for the federal government to do and not the state government to do. Well, when we go from Article 8 to Article 9 of the first part, Article 1, Section 9 instead of Section 8. Section 8, it lists the 18 things the federal government can do. We give them permission to do these things, and immediately following that, Section 9 says these are the 8 things that Congress cannot do. We'll just quickly go through this. They cannot forbid the slave trade before the year 1808. Our founders fully expected slavery to die on its own. It was economically unadvantageous. At that point, it was in its death throes. People like Thomas Jefferson, who had slaves, were so indebted and in such a mess that, you know, the slave system was not working for them. It did not produce a profitable return on investment. And so it was going to end on its own, and our founders understood that. What they didn't know is the future would hold an invention called the cotton gin that suddenly made slavery profitable again, and that changed the whole game plan. But they cannot forbid slave trade before 1808. The second thing they cannot do is suspend the writ of habeas corpus. That is English common law, which was adopted by our country, that said the government cannot arrest you unless it has a specific crime that it suspects that you have committed, unless there's a specific law that they can list and say, here's the charges against you. Not that you're guilty, but you're charged with this specific violation of this specific law. They cannot give a specific law, but they've arrested you, put it in prison, and they cannot give a specific charge, then you have to be released. And that's what the writ of habeas corpus accomplishes, that is presented in the court, and the court says, okay, where's the crime? And the prosecution cannot put forth, here's the crime that this person is charged with, here's the process that's going to lead to a trial, a jury trial for this individual. If they can't prove that, the judge says, okay, I see what this is. This is a political prisoner, somebody whose opinion you do not like, and you're going to throw them in prison. A very evil thing, and violated by the 16th president, violated by George W. Bush, and now violated by Barack Obama. Barack's even gone further to develop a kill list. On Tuesdays, they meet and to determine who's going to be murdered that week. That's right. Even the New York Times has reported that this is the case. So they've gone far beyond suspending habeas corpus, and now suspension of any of your God-given rights to life, liberty, or property under Obama. Well, the third thing they cannot do is pass bills of attainder, and this is a fancy word for the legislature acting as a court, legislature holding a trial and putting a person on trial and voting. 51% of the people vote that he's guilty, well, then he's guilty. That's a bill of attainder and is not permissible under our legal system. In addition to no bill of attainder, they cannot pass ex post facto law. That's a law that would make the effect of the law retroactive. That is, it was not a crime up until the point the law passed, but they're going to criminalize actions that were not a crime previous to the passage of the law, which is completely unfair. How could you possibly respond to a law that you did not know existed in the future? And so ex post facto laws are forbidden. Fourthly, any direct taxes from the federal government on the person are illegal. No capitation tax is permitted. And the only way the federal government can go to tax in a direct sense is through the state. They would send a tax bill to the state, a portion to the state according to the census. So a state that had 5 million people versus a state that had 10 million people, state with 10 million would receive a twice as large a tax bill as the state with 5 million. And each state would determine exactly how it was going to raise that revenue. All they might do is sales tax or an income tax, whatever that state chose. But the wisdom of our founders was this. They knew that if the tax collector was your local state legislator, somebody who is very close to the people, doesn't represent that large a number of people, you would have enormous power over him. And if the people rose up and say, we don't like the taxing system you invented here, buddy, they could fire him and replace him with somebody who would hear the cries of the people in terms of what they view as an unjust tax system. We have no such control over Congress, U.S. Congress, and therefore no such control over the IRS, which is completely even out of control of Congress, doing whatever it pleases, so it seems to most of the population. And the founders knew that was dangerous. So they said, no direct taxes. The tax system has to be through the state, apportioned according to the census. Now, the fifth item on that list is no tax or duty on items exported from one state to another state. If you're part of the union, it was a free trade zone. There was no tariffs between states, and no exported items could be taxed by the state that was receiving those items. And this was a direct answer to a problem that existed under the Articles of Confederation, where taxes were being levied against goods produced in one state and being sold in another state. In fact, the very reason for the First Continental Congress, or First Congress gathered to deal with what ultimately became our Constitution, was to address this trade problem that existed among all 13 of the original states. That's why they gathered in Annapolis and then later gathered in Philadelphia.
All right, well, you hang on there. We're going to be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney talking about the things that the federal government could not do.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888 866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Hold that thought. This is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Pastor David Whitney. He's just been talking about, first of all, the 18 things in Section 1, Article 8. I should say Article 1, Section 8, the 18 things that they certainly could do, and then the 8 things that they could not do, and go right ahead.
And then Article 1, Section 10 turns to the state and states, here's the limitations upon the powers that the states have. In other words, the states that ratified this Constitution were agreeing to forego the specific things that are listed here. Basically, there's three categories of things that are listed. But the states may not enter treaties and alliances or confederations with other countries. And this is quite obvious. Either all the United States together need to enter a treaty with another country, or none of them. So if, the state of Massachusetts formed a special deal with Canada, but none of the other 49 states had that deal with Canada, that would be a violation of this prohibition in Article 1, Section 10. So can't enter treaties, alliances, or confederations with other nations. Secondly, cannot grant letters of marque and reprisal. We talked about this back in Article 1, Section 8. Letters of marque and reprisal are basically to commission a ship or commission a group of soldiers as privateers to deal with a particular criminal element, whether at sea or on land, who was not representing any government, but like a terrorist cell or whatever, was actually acting to destroy property and liberty and life. And there was obvious issues very early in the history of our republic with the Barbary pirates that were kidnapping Americans and selling them as slaves and ravaging our shipping. Finally, we had to use letters of marque and reprisal to end those Barbary pirates' powers. But these are grants of power given to private individuals or groups of individuals, not it's not raising an army. It's giving, I might call it a private army or a private navy that's going to go take specific actions against specific targets that are identified as the evildoers, the problems, the pirates, in that case.
Well, it's really very interesting, David, that when Congressman Ron Paul was talking about the terrorists over there in Afghanistan, he said, we don't need, of course, to send an army over there to get them. We can use mark and reprisal. And most people had no idea what he was talking about. It's authorized in the Constitution. If we had a couple of teams of SEALs, special forces, or even people who'd been with those units, and we hired them and paid them, they could have gone over and taken out the handful of members of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban that were in Afghanistan. We did not have to send over all those troops to get them killed. Certainly two or three SEAL teams and two or three teams of Rangers or Special Forces, and that would have taken care of this whole thing rather than committing a whole army and $1 trillion for a non-existent threat. Go ahead.
Yes. So that's a power granted to Congress, but it's prohibited from the states from doing that action. It has to be done by all the states together as Congress. So that's the second element of this. The third is that the states cannot issue money, whether paper or coin, and they cannot accept, and this is an amazing thing, it states they cannot accept anything but gold or silver coin for the payment of debt. So if the states were actually following this, and they're not, when they issued you a tax and said, okay, you need to pay this tax and that tax, whatever it might be, they would say you have to pay this tax in gold or silver. Not one state in the 50 in our union does this, but this actually requires it. In fact, this statement also implies very clearly that the federal government cannot accept anything else in payment of debt except gold or silver. Earlier that was stated that it can only coin money, that is, take gold or silver and in the mint, stamp it into a coin of a fixed weight and so on. They could not print paper money. Just as the state could not print or issue paper money, so the federal government was never supposed to issue paper money. only gold or silver. And, of course, it could be gold or silver certificates if they actually trust their accounting, that they're not going to lie and print more gold certificates than they actually have gold in Fort Knox and that kind of thing. And that's happened so many times in history, you would expect. I think our founders are wise enough to know it's dangerous to ever let them print anything because they might lie about the amount they actually have on hand vis-a-vis the certificates that they're issuing, claiming that that much is in the vault. So no issuing of paper money on the part of any state is permitted.
And of course, it's because we got onto a paper money system, we've effectively destroyed the value of our currency. And today we've devalued our currency about 96 to 98%, going back to 1913. And this is going to be used to impoverish our people. But of course, the people who are into gold and silver are going to make out like bandits. We'll be back in just a moment with Pastor David Whitney if you have a question or comment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Hold on, Bob, David. And David is just talking about the ex post facto laws, which, of course, are prohibited by the Constitution. But before we go on, David, I want you to tell our listeners how they get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, how they can get a kit so they can begin teaching the Constitution, so we can get our people to understand the foundations of our freedom. How can we preserve a form of government we don't understand? And, of course, what the Institute has done is put together a series of programs, TV programs, which you can watch over a period of time. And then you will know the Constitution, and you'll be able to teach the Constitution to others. How can people get in touch with the Institute, get a kit, and start informing the public of the most carefully kept secret in America. And that is the amazing Constitution, which, of course, is the foundation of our freedom. Go ahead.
Yes. And people can get our host kit by either calling us at Institute on the Constitution. Our toll-free number for Institute is 1-866-730-9796. That toll-free number again for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. Or go to our website. Our website has changed its title, but it's the same website. It's The American View, all one word, TheAmericanView.com. And right on the front page there, there's a button. Click that button. You can purchase a host kit. That button will also direct you, if you want to take our course with the same videos and student notebook and test questions and supplemental materials and reading materials, all the same material that you'll receive in a host kit, you can take as an online course, recognizing that some people with difficult schedules will find it hard to set time regularly and be in a classroom setting. Others we know are that's one of the best ways to gather your neighbors together and begin a freedom movement in your town or in your county, and begin to move on the local level and begin to replace people who are not knowledgeable and willing to abide by the Constitution or willing to defend you against those unconstitutional actions. And so getting a host kit is the most important way that you can take the first step. This past weekend, as with Sheriff Richard Mack, and just very appreciative of the work he's doing across the country with sheriffs, because if sheriffs will study the Constitution and know the limits that the Constitution places upon state government, like we're reading here in Article 1, Section 10, and the limitations it places on the federal government, Article 1, Section 8, Article 1, Section 9, if sheriffs will know those limitations, they can determine when the FBI comes into their jurisdiction whether the FBI is doing something lawful or unlawful. Or how about the IRS? Is the IRS doing something lawful when it steals people's property who have not been put on trial, who the IRS basically declares they're guilty until proven innocent? Well, a sheriff can defend you against that illegal action, but a sheriff can only do so if they know the Constitution themselves and if they have a body of citizens behind them, fully supporting them, who will be, in a sense, their posse when push comes to shove with the federal government. So what Sheriff Mack's doing, just very exciting. We're encouraging the Sheriff Jeff Christopher over here in Delaware, who was also at that meeting this weekend, because he's being attacked by his state government that's seeking to strip him of any powers to arrest anyone. Basically, his name sheriff would be just a joke. It'd be a label with no power whatsoever. And they're doing that in direct response to what Sheriff Mack is doing in training sheriffs around the country to stand up against the violations of our Constitution by the federal government. And they're also doing it because citizens all over our country are studying the Constitution through our program and some others as well, and therefore are willing to stand behind their sheriffs and say, our sheriff has every right and every duty to resist federal encroachments, federal violations of the law. And so Joe Biden's son is basically runs the state of Delaware, and so he's push through this legislation to strip the sheriff of his power. We'll see how that battle goes, because Sheriff Christopher has started a lawsuit to overturn that. But all of this illustrates how vitally important it is for citizens to take action, first by educating themselves, then their neighbors, and a widening circle of people. And we put together this host kit so anyone can do this.
All right, now I want to tell our listeners your telephone number and your website.
Yes, our phone number, toll-free number for Institute on the Constitution is 1-866-730-9796. And the website for Institute on the Constitution is TheAmericanView.com.
And you have to give the telephone number twice and the website twice.
That phone number again is 1-866-730-9796. And that website again for Institute on the Constitution is TheAmericanView.com. This weekend, Dr. Stan, I have the privilege of graduating over 250 students from a number of different classes in Western Ohio, and they're just multiplying students. Students graduate and they get a host kit and they start teaching a group of people, even if it's just a group of half a dozen or more. Size doesn't matter, because if you're multiplying, that is, if you get people who graduate from the course, get a host kit themselves, and start another class, you're multiplying You're eventually going to take over. The grassroots movement will spread, and very exciting things going on there in Western Ohio, one of those hot, encouraging spots. And there's some folks in North Carolina doing similar, people in Southern California. There's spots around the country where people are actively seeing multiplication take place, and that's what it's going to take. As you said, it's not going to be reported by the media. They don't want anybody to know what's really taking place underground. But the people in Washington know, and that's why they're attacking the sheriffs, as we saw this weekend as an illustration. They recognize that if the people get behind their sheriff, and if the sheriffs know the Constitution, are willing to stand on the Constitution, the tyrant will not be able to tyrannize the people in those counties where the sheriff is going to take his stand, whether it's a stand against the EPA, or stand against OSHA or the IRS or any number of those alphabet soup list of federal agencies that 99% of them are illegal because they're unconstitutional. Read Article 1, Section 8. They're not granted power to control what happens in the workplace. Article 1, Section 8 doesn't grant them power to regulate what happens in the environment. It's not their business. Maybe the states can deal with that. That's according to their state constitution, but the federal constitution grants them no such power.
And I think people have to understand that the people in Washington, D.C. know what they're doing is wrong, illegal, and immoral. But they do not want the public to know that this is all a bluff, that they are violating the law, that these people are doing it, should be arrested and put in prison for subversion and treason. But of course, because we do not allow this to be discussed generally, why the average individual has little knowledge of what's going on. What happened to Sheriff Mack and his run for Congress?
He lost, and he said at that meeting he was amazed that Texans wanted, 17-year veteran who's been voting for more spending every time, voting for NDAA, voting for the war, voting all these things. He said he's amazed that people in that district of Texas want more of that same thing. But then he said, well, he wanted to thank those people as well because they spared him from having to go into that cesspool of Washington, D.C. But I'm sorry that that took place. The people in his district running as a Republican, if he had won the primary, that would have been the race. In that district, it's a slam dunk once you win the primary in that Republican district in Texas. So, tragic, but he's continuing his work and continuing to work with sheriffs like Sheriff Jeff Christopher over here in Delaware to teach them about what they need to understand, and basically they need to understand the Constitution, and they need to stand against federal violations of the Constitution when they come into their county and try to do that illegal thing, those illegal things in their county. So he's not discouraged, but I'd say he was surprised that the Texans in his district did not see that they really needed a champion in Washington, D.C. who would stop the federal government from violating the Constitution rather than continue the same old, same old.
Well, you know, the thing is, the only way to really know whether it's an honest election is to have certainly people survey the people after they come out. And certainly you have to talk to the people after they leave the polling booth and ask them how they voted. And many times you'll find that the people will tell you they voted one way, and then they count the votes, voila, why, of course, they're always for the other candidate, and sometimes they'll rig the elections. We don't know, but when we are living in a society where there is no right, there is no wrong, there is no God, certainly why should we be surprised if they rig the elections? They rig them all over the rest of the country. Some of our elections are honest. Many of our elections are not honest at all. They are rigged in Sydney, and the only way that you can really find out and have any idea what happens is to certainly monitor the people after they come out and ask them how they voted, and you get a pretty accurate appraisal of what happened. We know, for instance, in the year 2008, why, of course, the polls were taken after the election showed that every place was correct. As far as the voting for George Bush and John Kerry, except in the state of Ohio. And the state of Ohio, why John Kerry won that state, but when they counted the votes, George Bush won the Ohio and won the election. It was all rigged, but of course John Kerry wasn't going to challenge the results. He was part of the same secret Luciferian society that George W. Bush belonged to. They were both part of Skull and Bones. And as you remember, of course, Tim Russert of CBS asked both presidential candidates, one the Republican, the other the Democrat, about the secret society they belonged to, about Skull and Bones. Both of the people replied, "Well, I don't know. It's so secret we can't discuss it, and we'll all remember what happened to Tim Russert." Well, right now we've got Jack on the line from Michigan. Jack, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Stan, thank you for reminding me, because I spoke earlier today with a gentleman who's a candidate for the county sheriff. And so I gave him Sheriff Mack's information, but we really need to focus on validating the election outcome, as right. you
and they call it, they call it exit polls. Did you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. In Article 1, Section 8, I think you, the second paragraph, it says to borrow money on the credit of the United States, and then in the fifth paragraph, it says to coin money. And then in Article 1, Section 10, it says no state shall pass any law impairing obligation of contract. So my question to Pastor Whitney is, it seems to intimate here that the United States, which, by the way, in the same Article 1, Section 8, to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases over such district, it says 10 miles square. So, Pastor Whitney, I seem to comprehend here that borrowing money is a contract.
Well, and, Jack, what is your point?
And the point is, okay, like it says in the 14th Amendment, the validity of the public debt, which is also a contract, shall not be questioned. But it is identifying, Dr. Stan, the validity. Contracts can be validated.
What is, Jack, what is the question?
Okay, so the question is this debt that we've been hearing so much about, in truth, valid or invalid? Well, because in reality, it is a contract.
Okay, thank you.
Excellent question. The question is, can you borrow money that's not money, which is exactly what we're doing with the Federal Reserve. We're borrowing paper that's a supposed fiat currency that is brought out of thin air, that's not real money, because according to our Constitution, real money is gold and silver, not these pieces of paper that are printed up called Federal Reserve notes. So I would contend the whole Federal Reserve is illegal, and we don't owe them a penny that supposedly we entered a contract, but it's an invalid contract because it's not real money we're borrowing. They print paper, and we pay them interest on this paper supposedly we borrow from them, but the paper is nothing. So it's an invalid contract because it violates the very principles of the Constitution that only constitutional money is gold or silver. So I would say one of the ways to get rid of most of our debt is just to say, hey, the Federal Reserve, actually, there's a part of the Federal Reserve Act that allows Congress to purchase back the Federal Reserve and take control of it. They could do that and basically say, we repudiate this debt because actually the Federal Reserve has been stealing the American people blind for 100 years now. In fact, if we were to have justice, we would go after all the assets of the owners of the Federal Reserve. And I know I'm out on a dangerous ground here to say things like that. That's maybe what got Kennedy assassinated and some other people killed and so on. But the fact of the matter is we don't owe them anything. They have stolen from us enormous amount of assets that ought to be repatriated. If we were to use our military in a just thing, we'd go after the owners of the Federal Reserve and take back from them all that they have stolen from us over the past 100 years. So,
and many of them, of course, are over in Europe. They're not even Americans. Let's go to Robert calling from Spokane. Robert, do you have a question for our guest?
I do. In Article 3, I understand in Article 3, I think it was Section 3 or 4, that the Congress has the power to limit the jurisdiction of the court.
Article 3, Section 2.
Section 2.
Yeah.
So, for an example, they could say, we don't want you to decide any more cases on abortion.
That's correct. They could certainly do that. With an Article 3, Section 2 restriction, Congress could say, in a bill, the Supreme Court shall not hear any case regarding this issue. abortion being one example, but many
others.
Have
they ever done that?
Of course not, Robert. They have to understand that it's all play acting. They want to get all the pro-life people together in the Republican Party and all the pro-choice people together in the Democrat Party. But when the Republicans control the Senate and Congress and the executive branch of government, it would have been very easy to have passed a law outlawing abortion and then put on a rider saying, and the Supreme Court cannot address this. But they didn't do it because it's all showbiz. It's all simply smoke and mirrors. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I went to the Supreme Court in for a tour, and the court clerk was this older woman. Gave, or I don't know if she was the clerk, but she was the curator. Gave a lecture, and I asked her about the Congress limiting the ability to limit jurisdiction of the court. I've never heard that. She said.
Well, that's because of course she's either lying to you or she's not very smart, but it's right there in the Constitution. Maybe the woman who gives the tour at the Supreme Court never read the Constitution. She's certainly never taken the course put forth by the Institute. Robert, I hope that you will seriously consider taking the course. It's well worthwhile, and then we need to get a number of groups started up there in Spokane to teach people about the foundations of our freedom. Good question. Thank you so much for asking. Okay, well, our guest, of course, has been Pastor David Whitney, the Institute of the Constitution. David, one more time, your telephone number.
Yes, our toll-free number is 1-866-730-9796. That's 1-866-730-9796.
And if you can go to the webpage, radioliberty.com, scroll down on the home page, and you'll see a reference to the Institute of the Constitution. Click on it and go directly to their webpage.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African bark, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of prostate support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. And soon we had Heinrich calling in saying they passed legislation that effectively had outlawed the Federal Reserve System about in 2000. I don't know anything at all about it. If you're out there in the listening audience and you do, why, of course, we'll have open lines tomorrow evening. We can bring that up. And if you have any documentation on it or where we can check the information, if we did pass that legislation, it's certainly never been enacted. Pastor David Whitney, thank you so very much for being with us.
God bless, Dr. Stan. Thank you for your great work.
God bless. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and certainly help us maintain the 70 outlets we have every single week where, at least somewhere in America, people are going to hear the truth. And, of course, we have radio stations, we have shortwave, we have satellite, we have internet, we have radio. If you actually have a radio with unlimited minutes, you can listen 24 hours a day. This is all available. Certainly, you can find details on our website at RadioLiberty.com. But it is an expensive proposition to maintain what we have. If you'd like to consider advertising with us or join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or get some of the items we have, certainly you can get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and distribute it. You get our various talks, and we give you special deals if you want to get them in large numbers. My talk on, certainly on the Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the forbidden secret, on the dark secret, on the desperate deception or the dangerous deception, my interview with Norman Dodd, my interview with Ambassador Smith, you'll actually see in the World Revolution, where Ambassador Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba in 1949, will tell you that, I'm sorry, 1959, that's when we brought Fidel Castro to power. He will tell you that the government knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The president knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The State Department and FBI knew he was a communist, and we brought him to power. And then you'll certainly want to see my interview with Professor Sutton on the best enemies money could buy. They're all DVDs. But we ask you, of course, to go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. We have all sorts of fascinating information you won't find elsewhere. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. And we hope you'll go there and you'll watch our DVDs. You'll listen to our radio programs. You'll read our newsletters. And then we have another section on occult symbols. All the occult symbols from the secret societies of past centuries and millennia, many of them are there, and you can actually see them. And once you see them, you'll begin to understand that they permeate every aspect of our society. When I was in the military, I wear the caduceus. What's a caduceus? Why, it's a staff with two coiled serpents around it. What is a staff with two coiled serpents around it? That's a satanic symbol, but most doctors have never even thought of that. That's just the way it's always been, and so they wear it proudly in the medical corps without understanding that there are all sorts of occult emblems, and you see them every day, and you don't recognize them. You see them on the back of the dollar bill. In fact, and if you look at the dollar bill very, very carefully on the back, you'll actually see the small owl emblazed there, similar to the owl that they have the feigned human sacrifice before there at the Bohemian Grove. We have a four-tape set on Bohemian Grove. We have a four-tape set on Skull and Bones. We have information on the murder of Martin Luther King and the murder of Bobby Kennedy, and certainly the murder of Jack Kennedy. And, of course, please pray for America. Pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection. And we'll be back here in just a moment with another exciting program. This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Deborah Tavares. And Deborah certainly has done a great work on smart meters. She was a speaker at the conspiracy conference we attended 2 weeks ago. In fact, she and Gary Arnold followed my talk. But Deborah's come across some fascinating new materials she wants to share with us this evening. So, hi, Deborah. How are we doing?
Well, good evening, Dr. Stan. I'm doing fine. I did want to thank you for all these years of talking about ways in which people could learn about the smart grid through the Technocracy Papers and the New World Order Exposed 1969 and Iron Mountain Report. And I just wanted to remind all the listeners that the smart meters, the facts about these are in these documents. The idea for the grid was hatched in the
Deborah, I'm going to ask you just to speak a little bit louder. So.
Certainly, yes. I just wanted to remind everybody that would be listening of documents that you've been referring to for a very long time, which many now are starting to finally listen and read and find that the truth of what is outlined for us is in these documents, and this is how we can stand against this darkness, this time that we find ourselves in. And just a little about the smart grid, and then I wanted to go into some information that we spoke about, Dr. Stan, but the idea for the grid was hatched in the 1930s, and the reality of the plan was ahead of its time. Since then, technology was not available. And now that technology has become available, the plot to take away people's freedoms through technology and technocracy has advanced. Technocracy is running everything by scientists and computers, et cetera. And it is really kind of remains a mystery to me still why so many have not read these valuable papers, very easy, quick reads, because they would learn what is stealthily being orchestrated to crush society as we have known it. And these papers show the plot and intention of the smart grid. In the report, New World Order Exposed, or the barbarians, as you call it, Dr. Stan, the controllers keep looking and saying that we don't ask the right questions. And they view us as useless, dumb feeders. And, with, you know, with, a plot against us to reduce the population.
Well, let me just have, from Deborah's point of view, she's referring to something that we offer through our ministry called the New Order of the Barbarians. And basically, this was a series of interviews that were done with Dr. Dunnigan, Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan. And Laura, he was a physician, he was a good friend of Dr. Cuddy's, and Sidney, he had attended a meeting back in 1969, as I remember, in March of 69, where, of course, Dr. Richard Day had spoken. Dr. Richard Day was the medical director of Planned Parenthood, and Dr. Day said too much. He said, you know, a few years ago, I couldn't have let you know what this is all about. But now everything is in place. There's no way you can stop this from occurring. And then they laid out the amazing plan for the New World Order, how we were going to shift our automobile production to Japan. They were going to become one of the largest producers of automobiles. We're going to shift industrial production overseas, our jobs overseas. We were going to certainly begin to limit our population, conceal treatments for cancers, and create new diseases so we could kill hundreds of millions of people.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. Of course, she's talking about these Star Smart meters that they're installing all over America. Of course, they are part of the smart grid. You will have smart appliances in your home. And, of course, they will have a record of how much electricity you use. They want to be able to force you to do your work at nighttime, to actually wash your clothes at nighttime, to rent your dishwasher in the middle of the night because the electricity will be cheaper. But another thing that is very, very obvious where I live right now is they're putting in cables, sophisticated cables, into everybody's home. Now, this is all having to do, suddenly, with our computers. It's going to give us broadband access by cable right into our homes, and we won't get any temporary suddenly turning off of where great big heavy cables are being put into everybody's home where I live. So that now, of course, they will be able, when you use your computer, you know, isn't it wonderful? You can sit there and you can look at the screen and you can see somebody halfway around the world and you can talk to them and they can look into their computer halfway around the world and see you and they can talk to you. But what you must understand is that the people in the government can see both of you and listen to exactly what you're saying and keep a permanent record of this stored away there in Utah of every conversation you have. All of these things are being stored as part of this vehicle by which they are going to monitor every individual exactly as was described in George Orwell's 1984. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely the case. And also in the Technocracy Papers by Patrick Wood, the goal, of course, is to distribute and have total control over all energy resources. And the plan calls for full monitoring and measurement. And this will create a totalitarian system. What we mean by a totalitarian system is everything as we have known it personally will be smashed to smithereens. The government with its scientists and engineers and technicians will monitor and control all facets of our personal life, economic, social, political, in which a political party or a group maintains complete control. And we found a very interesting picture on the internet, and it is a picture of a robot, grips of this monstrous robot. It's called the Moloch of totalitarianism. This robot is in St. Petersburg, Russia. And the meaning of this, of course, they say that it is a memorial to victims of oppression. But it is representing total oppression through technology, which is what we face now with the telecom industry and with our military industrial complex. They will manage everything, and this is a system that recognizes absolutely no limits to its authority, and it strives to regulate every single aspect of our private and public life without regard for human life. It controls media and the politics, economy, our speech, engages in widespread use of terror and mass surveillance. And this all stays in place through encompassing propaganda and campaigns. And boy, do we see all of the surveillance occurring across our nation right now. In fact, several police that we spoke with recently were very concerned about all the freeway construction to repair bridges and the infrastructure across the United States, when we know here in Sonoma County that our County Board of Supervisors reduced the amount of roads that they're going to maintain. They had over 2,000 roads, miles of roads, that they're supposed to maintain, and they agreed and only approved to maintain 160 miles of roads. That means we have 1,840 approximate miles that they will not maintain. So you wonder where all of our tax money goes when we fill up our gas tank. It's supposed to go into the federal highway fund. It's not being used to maintain our roads. In fact, our roads are not going to be maintained because we are now looking at the Wildlands Project map. And Dr. Stan, I know when I saw you last, we gave you a revised map that Dr. Michael Kaufman has done, and it is on stopthecrime.net. We refer everyone there. You can download this map. We reversed the colors on it that clearly show the human settlement zone. And it is a map that shows that human access is denied. And it's a map of the United States. And it is mandated by the United Nations Biodiversity Treaty. This is in play. This has been approved. And it will show the forced transformation and relocation of all Americans and cities to comply with the environmental policies and reduction of CO2 emissions.
And because this is basically a great fraud, but basically they are using this threat of global warming as a vehicle of controlling our lives. And basically, if people don't understand that the CO2 is advantageous, without CO2, society could not exist. The fact we've had some increase in CO2 has been very, very beneficial. When people stop and understand how much CO2 is in the atmosphere, is it 1%? Is it a tenth of a percent? No. It's actually 38 thousandths of a percent. That's all the CO2 is. It's gone from 28 thousandths of 1% to 38 thousandths of 1%, and it is beneficial, certainly. Well, actually, now we're in a period of global cooling, but of course they're not going to tell the American people that, because they know it doesn't matter how ridiculous something is. If you say it often enough, people will believe. Our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We're talking certainly about Agenda 21. We're talking about sustainable development. We're talking about smart meters. We're talking about the Wildlands Project, by which they intend to drive people off half of the land that will be entirely for wildlife. Another 5%, 25% will be certainly intermediary. And one reason, of course, we have these terrible fires going on today is because they won't let people in to keep the roads open so that we can actually bring our firefighting equipment in to protect those regions. And they intentionally want to destroy all of the homes in those forested areas and keep them from being rebuilt. They want to get us into sustainable communities where they can watch us and monitor us, at least those who are surviving the coming period of population control. And they do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. And if you doubt that, you need to get my talks on population control and some of the other material that's out there. They really do intend to kill off most of the people in the world. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Deborah, you go right ahead.
Well, this brings me to a very disturbing document that was approved in our city here in Northern California in Santa Rosa. And it is a climate action plan. Now, for all of those that are listening, in particular, if your city is signed on to ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, or even if it's not, unfortunately, the American Planning Association in the United States is all under the United Nations program and facilitates those programs with policy. Our city adopted last week a what they call a compromised greenhouse gas emissions plan. Our city officials have swallowed the lie of global warming. They are so horrified of the consequence of climate change that not only did they go along with the absurd Agenda 21 mandate of reducing CO2, which is requiring that CO2 emissions be reduced by 2020 to 1990 level, and by 2050, that's 2050, they want the CO2 reduced another 80%. This is going to stop economy as we have known it. This is going to stop everything, and of course that is the intention. And of course there will be, as Dr. Stan is talking about, an enormous depopulation. But what I found really disturbing in this book, the Climate Action Plan, and everyone needs to check to see if your city is getting ready to adopt this thing. Yeah, this is a template, and I know that they just insert city names in it. They talk about if there's an increase, or I should say when there's an increase in temperature, we will have increased wildfires. And they say wildfire risk is based on a combination of factors, including wind and temperature and vegetation, global warming, et cetera, and they are likely to grow in number and size throughout California as a result of increased temperatures induced by climate change. It says even under the medium warming scenario predicted by the government on global climate change, they say that wildfire risk will likely increase by 55% in California. So they use scare tactics in everything they say. They're talking about temperatures rising, how many species will move north to in California to higher elevations, and that's going to change their migration and disrupt the food chain and prevent plant species from being pollinated. They go on and on talking about the calamity of global warming.
But ladies and gentlemen, this is all a fraud. And if you look at the charts and you listen to the experts on this, they will tell you this is just not taking place. But it doesn't matter how ridiculous it is. When you control the media, you can convince the people it is true. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Youngevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, I guess it's Deborah Tavares, and she's simply talking about the dangers of cell phone towers. And, of course, they're putting them up every place. But, of course, if you're too close to them, why, of course, you get excessive radiation, and it can have an impact on your health, on your mind, on your ability to concentrate, and they can even be carcinogenic. People find it difficult to believe that they would allow something that was carcinogenic that could actually hurt us, that the government would allow it to be built. But if you understand that the people at the highest levels of government are in on the scam, it all begins to make sense. And if you haven't read the treatise we have on the New Order of the Barbarians, or heard the 4-CD set that goes with that, the New Order of the Barbarians, you need to get it. They pretty do have an organized program, and they don't necessarily talk about cell towers, because this is 1969, but they do actually have an organized program to kill off a large percentage of our population. But if you go up on the internet now, you'll find an increasing number of articles there about the danger of cell towers, certainly the excessive radiation, not simply X-rays. We're talking about radio waves, and certainly the waves that come from a smart meter. Some people it doesn't bother. Some people are extremely sensitive to them. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, what we have found, of course, is these cell phone towers are disguised. They disguise them as trees. They'll match an outcropping of trees where they want one located. And what we have learned is that they pay property owners to locate cell phone towers on private property. And people in this economy are excited about getting something like around $1,200 a month. Seems to be what we're hearing as the lowest monthly amount that they pay to have someone put a cell phone tower on their private property. The cities cannot refuse a location. The federal government has said that the cities must allow the cell phone towers. The only exception in denying a cell phone tower location is based upon if it's on historical property or if it doesn't look attractive. The refusal cannot be based on health concerns. That is not a reason for denying a cell phone tower. And cities must allow them or they will be sued by the telecom industry. So cities have their hands tied. Not really, though. We are told that the city's officials' obligations under their oaths that they take within the city obligate them to their state constitution, and that the state constitution supersedes any federal regulations that try to trump the state constitution. We need to remind all of our city officials that their first obligation is to protect their citizens within their cities based on their oath of office under our state constitution. And we are appealing a cell phone tower location right now. And it is a bitter fight. And we're finding that they are just trying to install these madly everywhere. And I urge everyone to read Barry Trower's YouTube or watch his YouTube video series. We, as I say, have transcribed it. It is shocking. It is absolutely shocking.
Well, Deborah, let's find out how can people get your website, get this information. And, of course, remember, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But, Deborah, how can people get to your website and get these various articles you're talking about?
Yes. We run two websites on smart meters. The first one is refusesmartmeters.com. There is a flashing toggle on that website. It will take you into our second website, that is much more Agenda 21 orientated, and it is entitled SmartMetersMurder.com. That is SmartMetersMurder.com. And they do. And the supportive documentation shows the depopulation program, shows the military weaponized technologies, and you can watch and listen to that 13-part series by Barry Trower about the weaponization of microwave radiation targeting us from cell phone towers. It is quite astonishing and very important. You can also go online to antennasearch.com, and you can find the radius around your home, how many antennas and cell phone towers are located.
Well, I think it's important for people to understand that they want to keep our attention focused on the danger of communism. Oh, the communists want to take away our freedom. Oh, the Nazis want to take away our freedom. Oh, the terrorists want to take away our freedom. We've got to be so concerned about the Muslims, whereas the real enemy are right here in America.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Deborah Tavares. And our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Certainly there is a major subject here. We call it Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, all sorts of names that they give to us. But it is all about this effort to use the environment to justify establishing a totalitarian state in America. And of course, that goes back to this whole idea of the report from Iron Mountain. They needed to find an enemy to rally the people against. And what sort of an enemy can we have out there that we can rally the people against so we can control the people? And they decided on the environment. And the other thing, of course, that you need to read is my report from on the New Order of the Barbarians. That's the New Order of the Barbarians. And you get this in the report from Iron Mountain on Deborah's homepage. You can get the New Order of the Barbarians from myself or from Randy Engel, who recorded three of the four interviews. I recorded one. If you have a question or comment for our guest, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. These people who pretend to be so concerned about the environment, about the animals, about the fish, they're really in the process of killing them and killing off the majority of the population of the world. It is not imaginary, it's real. They've already killed several billion people, and they intend to kill off most of the population of the world. If you haven't heard my talk on the population control agenda, or my most recent talk, it's available now on DVD, Population Control, the Covert Agenda. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. That's 464-8295. Deborah, how can people get to your website, get your information?
Yes, refusesmartmeters.com and also smartmetersmurder.com. We're also running a site called StopTheCrime.net. We are also running ToxicSky.org. And this brings me to Toxic Sky, Dr. Stan. In the New World Order Exposed, or the Barbarians that you have available there, they talk about weather manipulation and creating wars with weather. And a real interesting parallel is they're trying to get us off of quote-unquote fossil fuel, which it's not, and trying to create a global mass pollution called global warming, which that's a hoax, and trying to convert us onto solar and wind. Now, they control the weather. So when you think about unplugging us from reliable sources of energy into and onto unreliable wind and solar, when they control the weather, this is unimaginable. And Dr. Stan, we found in our research, and people can go online and see this, in the Northern California county called Lassen County, there is a town called Westwood. It's not Westwood in Southern California. It's Westwood in Northern California. They have an approval to build a dome. It's a plastic dome. It's going to be erected over the 2,000 population that lives there. They claim that they intend to build these domes over the majority of U.S. major cities across the nation in the coming years to protect them from weather events, tornadoes, and they say that these domes will protect up to a category five hurricane. This is insanity. But what they are showing us is what their plans are. They are going to use weather as a spear, and they're doing it already. They're hitting our food supply. They're wiping out towns across the nation. They are putting places in drought. And I also understand that with all of the heavy metals that they're spreading to deflect the solar rays, that when those fall on the forest, that creates more intense fires. So we suddenly have fires that are just burning out of control right now, as you mentioned, Dr. Stan. Another very interesting and very concerning problem is the reduction and restriction of our water supply. And an example of that right now, and there are many, but in Tombstone, Arizona, they were wiped out by fires last year. And it damaged much of their water supply that was bringing water into their town from water locations. And they were out a number of months ago with tractors repairing those lines. The U.S. Forestry came in and said, oh, no, you can't be in the forest on tractors. That is not sustainable. You can only repair these lines with wheelbarrows, picks, and shovels. The forestry shut their operation down. There's now a lawsuit. This is Tombstone, Arizona. The federal government is telling them they can only attempt to restore and repair their water lines by picks and shovels and wheelbarrows. This is insanity. And we must, as a nation, rally around the perimeter of our neighbors, our farms, our ranchers. We have to help these people. When we hear these stories, don't think, well, it's just in another state, and that doesn't concern me. It does. They're headed towards you. Before you know it, your water in your home is going to be restricted. They are attacking us on every front and using this fake fear of global warming to absolutely smash us through total takeover and smash us to smithereens. Our travel will be reduced. Food, water will be relocated from our homes into human settlement zones. None of this is going to allow any shred of personal identity at all. And we just spoke with a lovely young woman from the Ukraine that migrated here only 5 years ago with her family. She grew up never knowing what hot water was like. She had the power in their home turned off just at odd hours when they would be needing to use the power, even if it was snowing and cold outside, they would turn the power off. This is what those documents that we researched from the IEEE, they say they will absolutely control and monitor and ration our energy supply. What's happening and has happened in the Ukraine and is ongoing is headed here. We must stop this control grid. That is what it is. We have to stop this on our home. Each and every one of us must absolutely refuse the smart meters. You can go to freedomtaker.com. That's freedomtaker, T-A-K-E-R.com. You can purchase a safe analog meter. Just even store it in your garage and have one available. When you decide, if you're concerned about taking your smart meter off, just get an analog meter while they are still available. You do not want to be radiated with these meters. They are making many thousands of people sick. And Dr. Stan, I was just reading a desperate email from a group of people that are trying to find a piece of farmland in a rural area where they can get some reprieve from the assault of frequencies on their bodies. They are so sick. And the Wildlands Project is not going to allow people to be in the rural lands. They call rural lands sprawl, and it's considered to be unsustainable. And so they're going to pack all these very sensitive, sick people into these human settlement zones where there will be massive technology of frequencies. These people won't survive. And we have to take heed while we are all feeling well, or at least not thinking that we're sick yet. We have to stop this. This is what we must do right now, or we will become unviable, like what Barry Trower has experienced with these other countries. They're trying to fluoridate our water supply. They voted 5-0 in Sonoma County to put fluoride in our water supply. California has a law. If the water company services over 10,000 customers, they've got to look at fluoridating the water supply. The only reason that they're not able to fluoridate is because of the economy. The monies from the ratepayers cannot be used to put the poison in their own water supply. And actually, several people made some phone calls to cities that are fluoridating right now to ask who is paying for that fluoridation. And shockingly enough, some of the major insurance companies are paying to put the fluoride in the water supply. And I won't name it, but I can tell you, they are hooked with Big Pharma, and getting sick is how they make money. And this is unconscionable. We are under a full-bore attack. They want us to use CFL light bulbs that are toxic with mercury in it. You can't even dispose of those in your trash can. You're supposed to take them to a hazardous waste site. Who's going to do that? It's going to make the trash haulers sick as they go through the landfills with required separating of our trash. It's going to create runoff, toxic runoff, when these mercury light bulbs break. Also, another thing we found out, everybody that has silver amalgam fillings in their mouth should consider getting them removed. They act like a battery with the increased frequencies in the environment. And the vapor leaches out of the amalgam silver filling. It's mercury. It's 50% mercury. And it leaches out, and it can make you very sick. So many people now are recognizing the need to remove their silver amalgam fillings. And there's special techniques to do that. You don't go to just any dentist. And you can go to a group in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it's called DAMS, D-A-M-S, and that stands for Dental Amalgam. I'm looking it up right now because I want everybody to go to them. We've actually got that posted on our website. You go to stopthecrime.net and you look up filling. You will see the information that DAMS has supplied us on what you do. And what you can do, I've got a phone number. It's Dental Amalgam Mercury Solutions. And they can be reached at area 651-644-4572. 651-644-4572. And they will tell you in your state who they would recommend that does mercury removal, because it's exceedingly important that you do not go to a regular dentist. There are special dentists that have special equipment to remove the mercury fillings from your mouth.
Well, we have some excellent four-tape sets, and there are so many places up there on the Internet that are mentioned in our four-tape set about the getting the mercury out, and there are certainly organizations, dentists who want to know how to take out the mercury fillings can go to that take special courses. And I will tell you that I had my dental fillings taken out, and I had it done by a very competent physician or dentist. But when, of course, we got all done, they took out the dams, they took out the barriers, they took out the and I suddenly, when that happened, I suddenly got a jolt of mercury that was residual in my mouth. And I will tell you, your heart is racing. Mercury is a deadly poison, and it is in your dental fillings. They put this in knowing that it would poison you. And the dentists, some of them, of course, about half of them, have stopped putting in the dental fillings, the mercury fillings. But, of course, very, very few people have the courage to come out and point out that the dental schools across America are part of a conspiracy to actually poison the American people. These are not silver fillings they're putting in, they're mercury fillings, and as Deborah says, they're constantly poisoning you as the mercury leaches out. And you can go to some of the websites up there and or go to your computer search engine and type in toxic fillings or mercury fillings venting the mercury. You can actually see the clouds of the mercury coming off the fillings in from a tooth. This is not imaginary, it's real. Deborah's absolutely right. They're poisonous with mercury. They're poisonous with fluoride. They're poisonous with aluminum, which is spreading into our environment. They're poisonous with aspartame in our food. They're poisonous with bisphenol, which is, of course, in all the cans in which our food is available, certainly. They're poisonous with cosmetics and coloring. They're poisonous with milk that's made with a recombinant bovine growth hormone because it increases the incidence of both breast cancer and prostatic cancer. They're poisonous with statin drugs. They're poisonous with certainly soy products. They're poisonous with genetically modified food. They know exactly what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. But, of course, who is going to hold them responsible when they control the reins of power in our state legislatures and many of them? But we do have a few states where they do not hold that reins of power, and we need to get more people into power in those states. We need to educate the American people and let them understand they're not only poisoning the elderly, they're poisoning the children. We have to be very evil to poison the children. They make a great deal about fuss about their concern about the children, but they're actively and intentionally poisoning our children with the fluoride in the water, with the mercury in the fillings, or with, of course, the mercury in the vaccines that they give to our children. And one of the greatest hazards of the many of the vaccines given to our children regularly, of course, is the mercury in those vaccines, as well as the aluminum, as well as the aspartame, as well as the MSG, as well as the formaldehyde. We can go right down the line of all the things that they put in the vaccines to poison our children. Our guest, of course, is Deborah Tavares. Deborah, you once again get your telephone number out and tell people how to get in touch with your organizations.
Yes, go to refusesmartmeter.com, go to toxicsky.org, go to, we also have a site called toxicdrinkingwater.org, and that has every
site. We'll be right back here.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
When men reach 50 years of age, most of them start having prostate symptoms. So Radio Liberty is offering a specially crafted formula called Prostate Support that addresses that problem. Prostate Support contains saw palmetto, Pygium African Park, pumpkin seed oil, and other products that have been shown in European studies to be beneficial. The product sold with a money-back guarantee. Health experts use this product, so call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. Get a bottle of Prostate Support. That's 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. I use the product and I suggest you give it a try. I'm thrilled because Deborah Tavares did an excellent job tonight, and she was referring, of course, at one point to something which is available from Radio Liberty. You can get, of course, the transcript of the New Order of the Barbarians, or you can get the 4-CD set, the New Order of the Barbarians. Let me urge you to do it. This was actually transcribed by Dr. Dennis Cuddy's mother, Peggy, who I've known for years. You'll see us actually to the interviews with Dr. Lawrence Dedicate, and basically I do one of the interviews, so the others are done by a woman who did an excellent job, but you want to hear what Dedicate has to say about what he heard. Back in 1969, the plan that was laid out at that time to transform the world. The New Order of the Barbarians, the name we've given, I think it's an excellent description. And then, of course, we do hope many of you, of course, will want to get my talk on, certainly on the planned population control. We have one called Planned Population Reduction. We have one called, none dare call it conspiracy. We have one called the Covert Population Control Agenda. Population Control, the Covert Agenda, Population Control, the Covert Agenda. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you really need to get it because it will give you the insight and understanding what this is about. If you want to read what the other side has to say, why we certainly recommend The Secret Destiny of America, it's available in our research catalog, not the regular catalog. It's written by Manly P. Hall, who was a Satanist. He wrote this back in the early 1940s, and he laid out this plan that's been around for 3,000 years, according to him, to use this country that we live in today, the United States. Wasn't even known at that time, but they knew there would be a country here at one time, and we were to lead the order, the world, into this one world government. And this plan has been there for a long time. That's one reason, of course, why America is doing as well as it is, while so much of the rest of the world is struggling. Why they have not decimated our countries, they've decimated so many of the countries in Europe, because they want to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about the one world government. What is going on is not accidental. There are a number of subversive organizations out there involved in this treasonous activity, and they're using our military, they're using our finances, to impose dictatorship throughout the world, which is why we have troops stationed in 130 nations, 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world. And nobody ever tells you that this is all about creating a world government. It has nothing to do with protecting us from terrorism. But certainly your leaders are not going to tell you this, at least those who know it. And a lot of our leaders have no idea what's going on. That's why you need to get informed, and you need to inform others. Because once people begin to understand what's going on, and more people join us in this epic struggle for the survival of Christian civilization and the souls of men. Once there are enough people who understand why we can begin to turn this around, at least I hope we can, we certainly go to our website. An excellent book we have is called The Secret of the Lord by Chuck Chris Meyer, who was an attorney for 18 years till the Lord called him into the ministry. The Secret of the Lord, and we recommend it strongly, and it tells you that they've changed the message of Christianity. And so please go to our website and order it, or give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Get our book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Get our talk on the world revolution, our talk on the best enemies money could buy, our talk on the dangerous deception, our talk on the dark secret. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 12 June 2012. Thank you so much for joining us today. 6-12-12. I'm sure somebody can make something out of that one. Anyway, we're glad to have you join us today, caring about your world, doing something about it, learning more and trying to put the pieces together. That's what we're all about here. And, yeah, it's a job. It is a job, that is for sure. Got some more duct tape news for you today. I mean, it says if they put this stuff out for us to consume, you know, you would think